It's time for children's story. Come on up. Come on up for the story. Come on up. Come on up. Come on up. Here we go. Okay. Everybody listen. Let's pay attention. Here we go. Our story this morning takes place in 2 Kings, the second chapter. Does anyone remember the story of Elisha? The story of Elisha? Yeah? Do you remember what happened? The reason I'm sharing this story is because we want to remember that we need to be reverent. We need to respect our parents, our elders, our teachers, the pastors. Is that right? Right? Do you love your mommy and daddy? Who wants to say I love you, mommy? Okay.
Huh? I love my mommy.
Yeah. Very, very good. Anyone else? Okay, one more.
I love my mom because she makes everybody soup.
Mommy soup. You can't beat it. Okay, so what happened? Think about this. Elisha, for 50 years, he went in and out of the gates of Bethel. And he was there. And one day, what happened was, he was leaving Jericho, heading to Bethel, and a group of young children started teasing him. Do you know what they said? They said, "Go up. Go up. Like Elijah, go up." And they were teasing him. They were calling him really mean names. And he looked at him, and I know he felt so, so sorry, because guess what? They were being disrespectful. They were being disrespectful of the Lord's anointed. Should we be disrespectful to the Lord's anointed? No. Disrespectful to our mommies and our daddies? No. No. Do they love you? They love you. They love you with their whole hearts. So it's really, really important. And so what happened? Elijah knew that if he allowed the disrespect to continue, it would follow him for all of those years. So guess what happened? You remember what happened? He actually prayed something dangerous for them. And two bears came and did what? They mauled him. They were gone. Now, that's a very, very eye-opening story. Sometimes bad things happen. But remember, we are responsible for our own decisions, right? Now, when we sit in church, are we to behave? Yes. Are we to listen? Yes. Now, there is a commandment. And the commandment says, and you know what? This commandment follows the fourth commandment, to keep the Sabbath holy. Remember? And it goes like this. Now, everybody repeat after me. Can you repeat after me? Nice and loud. Pay attention. Here we go. Honor your father and mother, then you will live a long, full life in the land the Lord your God has given you. That's a promise. That's a promise. So let's bow our heads, okay? Bow our heads. Our kind and heavenly Father, we thank you so much for these children. We thank you for your word. We thank you for your promise. You've kept us safe. You brought us here. We thank you so much, Father, for these young children. Bless them and keep them all the days of their life. Help them, Father, to honor you and their parents. For we pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay. Well, Lamb's offering. Come on and get your buckets. Come on up. Come on up.